Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this next podcast episode. As you can see, it is a little bit different, a bit more developed to normal. We are on video, and it is not just me doing this podcast episode today. I have many difficult questions, and I'm going to be throwing Cami under the bus. Cami, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
What are we going to be talking about today? One thing or many different things?
I think many different things.
We work together, don't we?
We do. We have been doing that for quite a while now.
Yes. And how easy or difficult is that? And did you have any doubts in the beginning about that?
I mean, I think everyone always has the doubts when they do anything, but obviously, it has been a process, a development of working together, of knowing how to work together. I don't know how you see it. Probably similar.
Similar, yes. I think it's definitely a process and understanding how each person works and what they need. What did you feel were the biggest challenges of working with me or just working with someone else?
I think it's the communication or learning how to communicate on that level, because it's one thing if you communicate with someone as a friend, as a partner, as a sister.
Yes.
It's different than when you change to that business partner level.
Yes.
And you try not to bring the personal into that. The personal. You should avoid taking things personally. You should look at things objectively. And I think that is the toughest thing when people work together.
Definitely. So I guess it means being careful with your words, with how you say things. And that's definitely been a learning for me, for both of us, how to communicate well, whether that's in English or in another language for you guys. And do you feel like it has gone quite smoothly, better than expected, or it's been a bumpy road?
Much better. I mean, we have to keep in mind that we've been doing social media together since 2021, if I'm not wrong, the beginning.
It was like a long time ago.
It definitely is a long time. So we kind of have had the practice, and doing it full time together hasn't been that long. But because, let's say, we had that practice before, it wasn't that difficult to adapt.
Yes, I agree. And it feels quite natural. And I think something that I always try to keep in my mind is that the best things work well, or the things are the best when they are natural and when you don't try and force something. And this has been quite natural, to be honest. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the commitments and the working hours. I mean, how for you personally, how do you juggle everything, and how do you feel with your daily schedule at the moment?
I mean, in the end of the day, it's always your own responsibility. You know what has to be done and what and when, by when it should be done best if possible.
Yes.
So it's always kind, it should always be on your mind that if there's a certain video that you want to upload and you need a certain amount of time to record and edit it, to take that time to do that and not leave it all until the last minute, because I tend to do that.
Okay.
Procrastinate a little bit and do everything.
Everyone has that tendency, but it's something that we can all improve on. I don't think it's something that is always part of our personality.
No, I wouldn't say it's part of a someone's personality. I just think it's a habit. A habit you get. You
get into that.
Yes, you grow into that as well over time, because obviously you're not born a procrastinator.
No. I think that procrastination is lost, or you can overcome it when you take responsibility. When you kind of realize, I'm the only one responsible, and if I don't do it, I will suffer. It helps you to overcome procrastination.
I've been nodding for the last 30 seconds because I agree.
You agree with me.
I agree. I definitely am on the same page as you.
Good.
With you, as you? How would you say that?
I'm on the same page as you.
Okay. As you can see, everyone, I am not an English expert.
No, you are excellent. You're excellent. But of course, even when it's not your first language, your mother tongue, there's always these little doubts. But even native speakers make mistakes, so who cares?
The goal is just to try and speak and not think about it too much.
Exactly.
Obviously, while you speak, sometimes you notice these little mistakes that you make.
Of course.
But just keep talking and don't let it get into your head. And sorry, I'm off topic now.
No, don't worry. All is good. And this is the point of this is to be relaxed, to have this conversation for you guys to listen, to learn, and to share your thoughts. Thinking about working hours, for me, working hours have always been tricky because in the beginning, when I first started teaching, it was always long hours and it was always until late in the evening. I mean, I can
remember.
It still is. It still is. But I can remember, you know, finishing at 9 every day.
Yeah.
And now I still do some days, but I feel I'm getting more and more in control of it. However, on the flip side, we have more and more responsibilities. We have many projects happening at the same time, which means it's a little bit idealistic to think that we're going to shorten our day in the short term. But how do you feel about your working hours?
I think a huge impact, something that has a huge impact on the way you, let's say, plan your working day,
yes,
is also what you do before you start your work.
Okay.
It's one thing if you wake up, roll out of bed, brush your teeth and get straight.
Are you saying that I roll when I get out of bed?
I didn't say that. But we have recently been trying to do different things in the morning that is not work related. Let's say go for a walk. I know now it's easier that the weather's
sunny. It's nice.
It's sunny. It's
warmer. It's a bit brighter.
It's bright in the morning, so it's completely yes, different. But trying to create those not work related habits,
yes,
I think helps a lot to just manage the workload better throughout the day, even if you have more responsibilities like now.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think there also is the kind of acceptance of there being a big workload, of there being a lot of things to do. And that's part and parcel of doing something, especially for yourself. And it's something that if you accept and you come to terms with, it's easier. That doesn't mean that you're going to be working that many hours every day forever, but you're doing it for a reason, for a purpose.
Do you know what is another thing that can influence that negatively? It's the pressure from the outside.
Mm,
so a little, yes, little transition to the next point. But it's
there,
the pressure that you see, especially nowadays, where you have so much access to different things on the internet, to different experiences of other people.
Yes.
You compare yourself a lot. So I think that also has a huge impact on knowing when to switch off, when to say no,
yes,
and just put it aside,
yes,
and focus on yourself rather than everything else.
Oh, definitely. You know, I am guilty of that, but I'm much better now. I don't even try to look at other people in a similar position to us online. I don't really look at other English teachers. I don't look at other accounts. I look at things that are inspirational, but I don't pay attention to, let's say, competition so much, because it just can put your mind in such a negative position of thinking someone is doing this, I'm not doing it, someone is doing that, I'm not doing that. And it's so not true, but your mind so quickly goes to the negative, like, oh, I'm not doing enough type of thing. So I agree with you. I try not to expose myself to that. I do it as little as possible.
It's funny. I actually love looking at other people. What other people do. But, to be honest, I don't really look at what other English,
exactly,
English
that's
teaching
different,
content creators do.
Yes.
Obviously, there are some people that you or we have been in touch with. So
yes,
that's a complete different story.
Yes.
But I tend to always look at creators of different industries, completely different things, and get inspired from that, just to get ideas of how do they do certain things, what do they do, and to understand how can that be adopted
by
to,
us,
by us exactly,
yeah,
or to the English,
yeah, or adapted to the English,
exactly.
Yeah. Agreed. It's tricky. And I guess that's kind of connected. I'm trying to copy your skills with the transitions as much as possible. I guess that's connected to being positive in some way. I mean, we speak about this a lot, how influenced we are by our upbringing, by our parents, by our childhood. And I can see by certain people I was surrounded by as a child, I have certain, not negative tendencies, but certain tendencies to think, oh, it's not going to work or it's not going to happen. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm a very positive person, but I have those moments where I think, oh, we're not going to get students in, or it's not going to happen.
I think it's completely normal. I think we're always, people always tend to think of the worst case scenario rather than the best case scenario in the beginning. And we always, I mean, imposter syndrome, you hear that a lot every time. And I think almost every single person suffers from it. Mm. We always think either what we're doing is not good enough, or what we're doing is not simply not enough.
Yes.
And we must do always more. Think of the worst things rather than the positives that are obviously there. They're already there. Rather than focusing on that and working to improve those things.
Yes.
We just think of what we don't have yet.
And the crazy thing is, when you allow yourself to think that way, to be negative, to think of the worst case, you're actually creating that as your reality.
Yeah.
Whereas if you try to retrain or reprogram your mind into thinking positively, you are creating that reality as well.
Definitely, definitely. There are actually so many things that we could say about that. I don't think this podcast, at least this episode, is the place
for that to dive deep into it.
There is so much that could be said about that, and I would love to know what other people think about that, because I don't, I personally don't speak to anyone about that. Anyone, as in to everyone.
Yes.
Just to certain people.
Yes.
Which is you and other close people. So I'm always super curious to know.
Definitely. I always like asking difficult questions during the classes. I don't like superficial questions. And so I do try to push people and to probe people to see what they think, never in a judgmental way, but it's always curious. Most people enjoy opening up, some don't, but definitely regardless of whether you agree or not, you can learn from what people say for whatever they say.
And sometimes speaking about more difficult topics is what really brings out the best English
from you.
I'm speaking out of experience. For example, being in a relationship with an English person, an English speaker, having certain tough conversations that before that you would have in your native language, or English is my third language, so I would have maybe my second language.
Exactly.
Suddenly I had to have them in English, so that just, it's another level, the type of conversations you can have after that.
Exactly.
So I think that's really good. Sometimes I do feel bad for your students when I hear, when I hear your questions, but then I just remember if I had had that while I was learning English, many situations would have been easier for me.
Definitely. It's a process, and I think I don't want to make, you know, if you are a beginner level, it's not maybe the best to ask you those questions. But I started doing that in one group, and a couple of the guys in the group said, this is actually what we really need, because we're being challenged to talk about things that actually we would struggle to speak about in real life. Maybe we can talk about what food we like. We can talk about traveling on a plane, but can we talk about, you know, the good and the bad influences, or social media, or something not controversial, but something that pushes you and challenges you to be very precise. You have to be precise, whether you're with your partner or whatever, you must be very precise with what you say. Otherwise it could be misinterpreted.
Definitely. And the biggest help is to speak to someone that is a native speaker, because not to say it's negative or anything, but when you speak to other non-natives sometimes, obviously, both of you can, there can be this barrier of the language.
So
speaking to a native speaker is the biggest help, or it was to me at least.
Hey, it's a good way of selling future courses, London Online Academy, whatever.
Definitely.
I did not pay her to say that, by the way. In some way, maybe, but
indirectly.
Indirectly, but it's working. Definitely. I think this has been a really good new podcast episode, a change to what we were doing before, because we always want things to be useful, a learning opportunity, but also dynamic. And I really like this. And I think even from this first episode, there are so many things that we could dive into in more detail that could be really, really useful, don't you think?
I totally agree with you. I also think it's cool because maybe the listeners got to learn a little bit more about you, or at least the
and
work,
the
way we work together a little bit, even though we didn't speak about it in depth.
Yeah, but that's for future episodes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. I could talk for hours.
So could I. I might be a little bit more tired after those hours than you would be.
Definitely.
You're energized by that. I do need a bit of chocolate every once in a while. But I think it was a really good start. And Let us know, guys, how you enjoyed it, because we're going to be putting this on the different platforms to give you this content. And we look forward to hearing from you if you have any suggestions or recommendations. And as well, you might see us doing this in different with different backgrounds in the future as we travel around, as we're in new places. Maybe we can do this while we are on the go in a different way.
That could be fun.
Yeah, we've got the microphone. We've got the microphone.
I hope my microphone is on. No, it's just
it is.
Freaked out.
Hallelujah. So any final thoughts, Cammy, before we wrap up?
I think I shouldn't say anything else. Otherwise, I won't stop talking. So let's wrap it up.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and listening. This is the first one of watching. We cannot wait to see you in future episodes, and we hope you enjoyed. So see you next time, and bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.